Dear Stephen, so, here is the skinny. I will tell you about my latest adventure. Was down in Huatulco for a surfing holiday. I was staying in a villa just outside town and had hired a guide to drive me and show me the beaches to hit. He took me, and that English bird I was with for one day, to the most incredible beach. You saw the pictures. It's 8 miles long, with only a wooden shack at one end. It is in a national park at the end of a 30-minute drive down a dirt track. And the waves are incredible, barreling on the last day. So Wednesday, the last day of the Day of the Dead celebrations, me and my Amiga started drinking pretty heavily at 11:30. We gunned loads of beers, then sent a man to find some mezcal. He returned with some rocket fuel in an old Coke bottle. The stuff puts hairs on your chest, boy. It's a real drink. Smoky and earthy, like a good woman. We get back to the hotel, and then an hour later he turns up and drives us about 40 minutes into the hills and into the old town and to the cemetery. It was incredible. There were hundreds of people milling around, and all the tombs were covered in ofrendas, Mexican flowers, candles and pictures, and often beer and anything the person liked, and there is no lighting, just the orange glow. People also hire bands to move around and play in song in someone's memory, so there is loads of music and people drinking, but very respectful. I got some great pictures. I was also well-trashed and falling all over the place, but everyone was in the same state, and it was one of the greatest experiences I have had here. On my last day, while out surfing, my mate/guide is just creeping on this girl. He spent hours touching her up rather than hanging with me and giving me some pointers. And the waves were killer. They were 10 feet, out of my skill set. I caught 3 and wiped out so hard, so many times. Just as I am paddling my arms off into a wave, he shouts, "Hey, Englishman, tonight we go to a titty bar." This all happened while his girlfriend of 6 years and parents were visiting and were sat on the sand, too far to see anything. He has no shame. So, we leave the beach and he invites me to a little place in the mountains by a river for lunch. And who appears in the car? That girl, turns out a professional surfer, and his mate. We pick up a couple of six-packs and drive for an hour, most of the way up a mountain, on some sketchy unpaved track. Get there, and it's shut. Drive to the first bar we see, and my mate pops out, and 2 minutes later has a set of keys and has unlocked the kitchen and fridge and is handing out beers. We drive back to town, score some free mezcal, and t-shirts from a fish restaurant celebrating 25 years, in which my companions walked through the kitchen shaking hands with everyone and chatting up a fat waitress. We get back in the car and are driving someplace. We stop outside a titty bar. Anyone familiar with Mexico will know a titty bar is nothing more than a house frequented by ladies of the night. The place is tiny. It's about a quarter of the size of a tennis court, and in the corner are 2 areas roped off with a curtain. You know what happens in there. So a 50 and 40-year-old crawl out from somewhere and start placing legs over legs and making me feel uncomfortable. I turn around, and my friend has his hand down this bird's top and is laughing his head off. They walk outside and I follow them, complaining about how uncomfortable and how not my scene the whole thing is. And they are laughing about how much of a chicken I am, when I hear this mad tire screech and turn around to see a man sliding off his moped into the back of a parked car. It's smashed everywhere, with glass and plastic everywhere and his nose and skin ripped off his face and legs. Even the ladies ran out to stare. My head was spinning. I look at my watch and it's only 7:30 p.m. I told them I had enough and was in bed by 9. Until next time, Uncle G.